This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Sebastian Rogers is still missing. The 15-year-old autistic young man has been missing since February 26. My girl, Nancy Grace, offered the stepdad a polygraph. Stepdad says, name the place and time. Nancy Grace did. He's a no-show.
Yeah, Cheryl, I was putting up that money out of my own pocket to get a very well-respected polygrapher to do the polygraph and to go to the Memphis area to make it happen. All along, Proudfoot had said he would do it. Then when it got right down to it, the whole thing blew up, and he blames the TBI. Now, as a longtime prosecutor, I would not agree. I would not stipulate, as you know, we have to do for a polygraph to come in a criminal case. In some jurisdictions, both sides have to stipulate, agree to allow the polygraph in before the poly is taken. All right. And then you're stuck with the results, whether you like them or not. But I would never do that because I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. And I wanted to make sure my evidence was strong. Long story short, I still like to look at polygraphs. If somebody passes a polygraph, that gives them the indicia of reliability, of veracity, of truthfulness. Just because I don't bring it into court, it would still be a tool for me to say, hey, this guy's telling the truth. Maybe he's telling the truth about other things. It's a very important tool. So why wouldn't Proudfoot take the poly? He blames the TBI. My point is, why wouldn't the TBI want an additional poly?
They're a fantastic investigative tool. And again, he could also take one privately. He can go do it. He can set it up through his own attorney if that's something he wanted to do to help clear his name. You and I have talked so often about Mark Class. Let's eliminate me so y'all can go find my child.
This is an opportunity for them to get past that and onto what really happened to their boy.
But let's talk about it, Nancy. You have told the story about when John David went missing in the store for 7 seconds and you lost your complete mind. You made him shut the store down and he was just playing hide and seek. They have left town.
I don't like it. Now, in their defense, and don't think I'm defending anybody or prosecuting anybody. Here's how you win a case. You anticipate, you think on what they are going to do, then you destroy it. I've been thinking on what they're saying. They said they left town because he, Proudfoot, had to go to work. She went with him, and they told me that they're getting a lot of hate. and people know where they live. Did they leave because they're being harassed? Is she really afraid? That's what they said to me. Now, that would be their defense in leaving. So I have to take that into account. I don't know that I believe it or don't believe it. I really do, contrary to what many people believe, keep an open mind. What if they are telling the truth?
I just want to throw some things around.
Hit me.
If one of my children were missing, I could care less about my own safety. I'll tell you right now. Second, the bio mom and stepdad are now no longer talking to the bio dad. That's not a good look either. She is saying things like, well, we're getting threats and, you know, people are driving by our house at all hours and our neighbors are upset. I'm going to tell you again, if my child is missing, I could care less what my neighbors think. I'm going to be a crazy person. They are not searching for him. She keeps saying things like, quote, when we find him. When we who? You're not looking for your child.
Cheryl, I agree with you. If it were my child, no way would I leave in case he somehow got back home. And I would be manning a search center and putting out flyers and laying on the police station front steps, begging and screaming and going on TV and begging, taking a poly, take my DNA, do whatever you want. However, Cheryl McCollum, I'm also looking at it as a trial lawyer. That's what I'd be doing. But I'm looking at what they're saying, and I'm analyzing it for its veracity. Are they acting like I would act? No, they're not. Not at all. Certainly not the way you would act. And John David was gone longer than 7 seconds. I'd put it up around 5 minutes. Because I know I had Lucy under my arm like a football, and I was running. I looked like a crazy person. My hair was crazy, no makeup. I think I'd actually been in the community pool with them that morning. It was insane. And those moments of thinking John David had been taken was awful. Literally screaming, locked the doors. I wouldn't let go of Lucy. It was just beyond even tears. It was just cold fear of where is my son? That's how I acted. I don't understand them, Cheryl. I don't understand them. I think that a jury would agree with you. However, I'm trying to figure out why? Why are they acting this way? I've been in a lot of RV camps. You know, we like to RV in camp. And I find it hard to believe when your child's missing, you're holed up in an RV camp or anywhere, not at the search location.
You know, here's the thing. If you and I were sitting at our original Zone 7 and we had this case, and I said to you as a prosecutor, hey, Nancy, the mom said that Sebastian took the trash out to the end of the driveway. That was his chore. Then she says a flashlight's missing. Then there's a video that depicts maybe flashlights, but now they're saying, no, it's a trash truck. And now law enforcement is checking a landfill. I don't like that, because that looks like, to me, your child is missing. Do you notice a flashlight ain't there? That sounds like somebody said to her, hey, look at this video or those flashlights. Oh, yeah, flashlight's missing. And then they asked the stepdad about it. And this is a direct quote. I want you to tell me what you think of this as a prosecutor. Everything that everybody is trying to assume is a flashlight, I hate to say this, but it's not. As much as we would love it to be, it's not. You would love it to be a flashlight? So you're telling me you would either love that to be Sebastian out there at 3:11 in the morning with a flashlight, and there's two flashlights, which means somebody is with him, which means that seems coordinated, but there's no evidence on his phone or computer or anything else that he's met up with somebody and he ain't got no shoes on. You would love it to be a flashlight like that? That is baffling to me. All of these things.
Well, it's my understanding that law enforcement has told various sources that those were not flashlights. So that whole theory is a waste of my time. If they're saying it's not a flashlight, it's not a flashlight. They have a reason for saying that. They have probably digitally enhanced the video and have determined it was not a flashlight. You ever been sitting in your house and you see car lights turn somewhere? You can't quite make it out. You don't know where it is. That's what I think it was. At first, I was hoping that there was evidence that he had snuck away from the house on his own. But that's not what happened regarding those flashlights. They're not flashlights, if what we're being told is true. So that debunks the whole theory. What really is bothering me the most, Cheryl, because the lights could have been anything. It could have been a neighbor pulling in or out. It could have been any number of things. What's disturbing me is the dogs. The dogs, you've known from the beginning, that's my problem. Because she, Katie Proudfoot, said the dogs hit outside the house. And no matter who I ask, I get different answers. Because if the dogs did not hit outside the house, then he did not leave the house, much less barefoot.
And you're talking about a child that's had no medicine in 6 weeks. No food that we know of, no way to get any food, no way to get any help. Nobody has seen anything of him. No, not one legitimate sighting of this child. Now, let me ask you one other thing. You and I are big on loyalty. We are married to two people that we trust without question. I heard on more than one video, the bio dad talking about Sebastian was going to come and live with him. And he had been talking to Chris Proudfoot about getting Sebastian to come live with him, like work on Katie about it. I cannot fathom an ex-husband and my current husband working together to get my child away from me.
Oh, hell no. I mean, you know, I love David, but I've made it very clear, you know, they're my number one.
Amen.
You know, yes. Sorry. That's just, and a lot of people say, hey, that's wrong. They're my responsibility. It is my duty. And I want to take care of them. They're my number one priority on this earth anyway. And it would be a cold day in H-E-double-L that David Lynch would try to finagle around to get the children away from me. Oh, there'd be hell to pay. I can tell you that much right now. But that said, I wouldn't like any, I mean, think about your best friend. If you found out your best friend was conniving against you, much less your husband, it's important in that it gives me an insight into the dynamic. And another thing, Cheryl, I don't shoot from the hip. All of this evidence, all of these thoughts, all of these observations we're discussing is in my stack of evidence. But I have to analyze it and figure out what does it mean in the sense of, well, how could I use that at trial? Is it something I could use, or is it just something I think or I feel? Because that's not going to carry the day. It has to be hard evidence. That's why I was asking initially of both of them, the Proudfoots, what kind of car do you drive? What year is it? I want to find out if they've got a nav system in it. I want to find if that has been looked at. Remember how valuable that was in the Alex Murdaugh trial? I mean, his Murdaugh's nav system nailed him along with his digital phone evidence. I mean, it placed him at the scene of the murders, at the time of the murders. You know, it may be maybe 30 seconds to a minute. And that just, it didn't happen the way he said it happened. And once somebody's caught in a lie, to me, that says something nefarious is going on. Now, Cheryl, there are times people fail a polygraph for more innocent reasons. Like, you take a poly and you lie about smoking pot. Okay? I don't care right now about issues like that. All I care about is where is Sebastian. So somebody can fail a poly because they're covering up on some other tangential issue. So, you know, I have to weigh what they're saying. Why would they lie about a flashlight? Why would they lie about a dog hitting around the house? I can't think of reasons that are not nefarious.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know, just the way you're talking now, you're so good at always just coming back to what the basics are. What evidence do we have? Forget being emotional. Forget how you might respond if it was your child and all that. You're absolutely right. So the facts that we know, he has no medicine, no cash, no vehicle, no shoes, no cell phone, no extra clothes. This does not look like a child that ran away. This does not sound at all to me like somebody got in that house and got him. There's no forced entry. The dogs didn't react. And the scary thing is when she says, I heard a thud, she says he responded to her. When she said, I don't know what you're doing in there, but go to bed. He's like, yes, ma'am.
If I heard a thud, number one, I could find out what it is.
Yeah, I don't like the word thud. Yeah.
I would sit on my rear end and wonder, hey, is John David, is Lucy okay? I go find out. Like last night, Cheryl McCollum, I went in Lucy's room. My mother, you know, is 92 and lives with us. She woke me up, and I thought, well, I'm just going to check in on the twins. I peeked in John David's room. He was out cold. I peeked in Lucy's, and then I shut the door, and then I went, wait a minute. Did I see a light at this time? And I peeked back in there, and little Miss Thing was almost under the covers with her cell phone on, looking at skincare regimens. Don't even, you know, and this was at 11:45. I'm like, Lucy, are you awake, sweetheart? She goes, yes, ma'am. She's so cute. I can't even fuss at her. I'm like, don't you have a U.S. history test tomorrow? She's like, I studied. I'm like, but you're not going to. You won't be able to keep your eyes open, sweetheart. Go to sleep. My point is, when you think something's off, you go look. You check on it. If I heard a big thud, you darn right I would be in. I just, none of it's fitting together because I wouldn't respond that way. But does that mean that there was wrongdoing? I'm telling you, it goes back to the dogs and to potential lies. Another thing disturbed me. And when I look online, I see so much vitriol and so much hate toward the Proudfoots. That does not carry the day in finding Sebastian. Everybody better bring it down a notch and think about what really happened that night, the hard evidence, Cheryl. One thing that was brought up that I found really interesting was what he allegedly had on when he went out that evening for dinner and bowling, who was really there, and compared to what he was wearing when the mom said he disappeared. I just don't see how you just disappear from your house in the middle of the night and you don't know anything that happened.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, that's an issue right there, the clothing. Who saw the clothing? Is there a picture of the clothing? That's something I'm really interested in right now.
I can't agree more. And, you know, something else that stood out to me just as a side is if you look at the original Amber Alert, you know, he's wearing a shirt that literally says optimism. I don't know. It just kind of bugs me that of all the photographs of this child you could have picked, it's that, because it's almost like you're subliminally trying to say something. I just didn't like it. It's just me.
Okay, yeah, I can't use that at trial next.
I know, next. I know.
He had on an optimism t-shirt. Okay.
No, I'm with you. And that,
can we talk about some real evidence?
And that's why I love talking to you. Hey, why don't we switch real quick and talk about Oklahoma real fast? We've got two women missing, 127, Veronica Butler, 139, Julian Kelly. And police have now come out and said evidence in the car indicates foul play.
I'm very concerned about you, Cheryl McCollum, because I have a sneaking suspicion you are not watching our new program on MSM. M as in mother, S Sally, M mother, MSM. In the Atlanta jurisdiction where you are, it's Channel 66. Because we just covered this last night, a full hour, Cheryl McCollum, that apparently you did not watch.
That's the reason I'm bringing it up, because I know you're up to speed. I
MSM,
know
you're in the new Dr. Phil Network.
And congratulations.
I'm proud to say I'm part of it. Hey, will you come on with me?
I would love to come on with you. And let me tell you something. I loved more than anything your banter, you and Steve Harvey. The two of you were adorable. I watched the video. It was a quick little video, but y'all were just so cute. You were like, hey, I'm here with Dr. Phil and here's Steve Harvey. And he's like, hey, I'm not supposed to be here. Don't take my picture. It was pretty funny. Y'all were great.
I really, really like Harvey. We go back a long way. And he's a great guy. He works harder than anybody I know. Really, really hard worker. The two women. Okay, there is a witness. Get this, Cheryl. They leave Elkhart, and there's three jurisdictions. That's a problem because, you know, very often the jurisdictions don't have the database of the other jurisdiction. They're not talking to the other jurisdiction. No ill will. They're just, you know, that's not what they're doing. Their own thing, right?
Yeah, that's even another state.
Colorado, Oklahoma, Kansas, and they leave Elkhart, and they travel about 45 minutes, about 16 miles. I don't know why that took 45 minutes, but it was a 45-minute drive. At 9 a.m., they should have gotten there to get her two children for a birthday party at the Four Corners Trading Company. They never made it. So that's the car is spotted at 10, 3 miles from the destination. In 1 hour, it's over. 1 hour, they leave at 9, the car is spotted, abandoned at 10, and a witness states that on the driver's side, I don't know if it's the front or the back, on the driver's side window was bashed in. It's a blue Kia or Toyota SUV. And law enforcement says evidence in the car tells them it's foul play. That's what I know right now. I also know that there was bad blood between one of the moms. One's a preacher wife. It's the other one, the younger one, the 27-year-old that was going to have the birthday party with the children that she had set up. There was bad blood between her and her ex, and it was the ex's mother, a grandma, paternal grandma, was coming to meet her. So I got to figure out, was this random out in the middle of the country, like where we grew up? Is, you know, a carjacker there? Probably not, which means this is somebody that knew them and knew they were going to that birthday party. Think that for a Cheryl McCollum. That certainly narrows the suspect pool, right?
It narrows it greatly. And I mean, to me, again, the obvious person to look at is the person that she's having the issue with custody, her ex. She's got four children. when law enforcement says we have every reason to believe they're in danger, there is something in that car, whether it's
if they're still alive. I've got the polygrapher calling in. I love you, but I gotta go.
Love you. Go, go, go.
Bye, buddy.
Just like a rodeo roundup, Nancy is fast and furious. And when she says, pull, I mean, she's got to go. So she got a phone call from the polygrapher regarding the stepdad with Sebastian Rogers. So she had to go. She is not going to let any grass grow under her feet ever. So hopefully we will have an update for y'all on Sebastian next Friday. And we're going to be all week trying to put information out about Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. And hopefully law enforcement is going to be able to track some things down and locate where these two ladies are. Y'all, I appreciate y'all being with us another week with the True Crime Roundup. I'm Cheryl McCollum, and that was Nancy Grace.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.